Economist Dr. David Sunding of the University of California, Berkeley, has released a report that shows the Environmental Protection Agency failed to provide a realistic explanation of the scope, cost, and benefits of the proposed Waters of the U.S. rule. His report, a review of 2014 EPA economic analysis of proposed revised definitions of waters of the United States, documents how EPA excluded costs, underrepresented jurisdictional areas, and used flawed methods to arrive at a much lower economic cost of the proposed rule. Sunding says the lack of transparency makes it difficult to understand or replicate EPA's calculations, examine the agency's assumptions, or understand discrepancies in its results. Sunding concludes the errors in EPA's analysis are so extensive and render it useless for determining true costs of the proposed rule. Sunding's report underscores the need for EPA to withdraw the rule and complete a comprehensive, transparent economic review. American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman says the proposed rule is irreparably flawed from an economic standpoint and an end run around Congress and two Supreme Court rulings. Stallman says the rule would have a major impact on communities and businesses across the country and dictate land use across the country. He says farmers and ranchers across the U.S. are calling on EPA to ditch the rule. I'm Sabrina Hill, and this is AgNet West.